PSI, time for the Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, May 9, 2024. Asian markets in mixed trading this Thursday as bonds come under pressure from higher Treasury yields in the U.S. Chinese shares were up as Beijing reversed a decline in exports in April, with imports also higher, leaving a trade surplus of $72 billion. Here at home, Philippine shares tumble as first quarter growth of 5.7% missed market expectations of 5.9%.
The worst thing that from the GDP print today was the drop in the growth in the consumption. We saw consumption growing by 4.6% in 1Q 2024. So if this continues to be the trend moving forward, then definitely there would be some cause of concern, since consumption is the biggest driver of the economy. The PSEI actually closed to a lower low today, which is sending us a message, which is again consistent so far with our view that the rally that we saw from mid-April is done already, and the market is on its way to retrace more of its rally from the October low last year. Actually, from where we stand now, we anticipate a retest of the 6,400 low in April to around 6,350. Then, if that area is broken, then we might see the market revisiting 6,100 to around 6,000.
In corporate stories, PLDT's first quarter net income climbs to 9.8 billion pesos, while revenues rise to 52 billion. The telco giant says data monetization drove profit higher, while its fiber service sustained revenues. PLDT, though, acknowledged a slowdown in growth from higher capital expenditures and what it called the realities of market saturation. Also in earnings, Megaworld's net income and revenues both higher as its core businesses see strong growth in the first 3 months of 2024. For Shang Properties, net income was lower by 8% to 1.13 million pesos. Turnover, meanwhile, was higher at 2.6 billion. This was on increased revenue from condominium sales, rental and cinema, and from hotel operations of Shangri-La Manila, which saw higher occupancy in Q1. As for Security Bank, it's issuing $400 million of senior unsecured fixed-rate notes. The lender says this is a drawdown of its board-approved $1 billion medium-term note program. The notes will be listed on the Singapore Stock Exchange. Proceeds of this will be used, among others, to extend term liabilities, expand funding base, and fund its investments. And finally, Artha Land forms a new subsidiary with a capital worth 25 million pesos in common shares. The real estate developer says Southern Land Corporation will be used for the acquisition of a still undisclosed property. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action. In-